Summer has landed, which means the hottest reads of the season are hitting the shelves. Poolside, on the patio, on a beautiful evening, in the air, heading to your vacation destination. There's no wrong way to dive into one of these great summer releases. For Arts Today, this is Carl Erickson, Event and Community Outreach Coordinator at the Bookworm Bookstore, with our Summer Reads Roundup. It's doubtful that you haven't heard of our first author. Since 2013's A Man Called Uwe, Frederick Bachman has been a bestseller, following that book with My Grandmother Asked Me to Tell You She's Sorry and Bear Town, among others. And just recently, Bachman released My Friends, a tale of four teenagers whose friendship creates a bond so powerful that it changes a complete stranger's life 25 years later. It's Louisa, an aspiring artist, who notices the three figures sitting at the end of the pier in a painting, and she is determined to find out the story of these figures. Years earlier, in a distant seaside town, a group of teenagers find refuge from their home lives by spending long summer days on an abandoned pier, telling jokes, sharing secrets, and committing small acts of rebellion. Out of that summer emerges a transcendent work of art, a painting that will unexpectedly be placed into Louisa's care. She embarks on a surprise-filled cross-country journey to learn how the painting came to be and to decide what to do with it. The closer she gets to the painting's birthplace, the more nervous she becomes about what she'll find. Discover alongside her in My Friends by Frederick Bachman. Up next, in The Emperor of Gladness, Ocean Vuong, author of the beautifully imagined On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous, returns with a big-hearted novel about chosen family and unexpected friendship. One late summer evening in the post-industrial town of East Gladness, Connecticut, Hai, a 19-year-old depressed Vietnamese-American, stands on the edge of a bridge in pelting rain, ready to jump, when he hears someone shout across the river. The voice belongs to Grazina, an elderly widow succumbing to dementia, who convinces him to take another path. Bereft and out of options, he quickly becomes her caretaker. Over the course of the year, the unlikely pair develop a life-altering bond, one built on empathy, spiritual reckoning, and heartbreak, with the power to transform Hai's relationship to himself. Hallmarks of Vuong's writing are on full display in this story of loss, hope, and how far we would go to possess one of life's most fleeting mercies, a second chance. That's The Emperor of Gladness by Ocean Vuong. And to bring us home, or perhaps take us to outer space, we'll round out our list with the brand new release from Taylor Jenkins Reid, author of The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo and Daisy Jones and the Six. Atmosphere is an epic new novel set against the backdrop of the 1980s space shuttle program. Thoughtful and reserved Joan Goodwin is content with her life as a professor of physics and astronomy and as an aunt to her precocious niece. That is until she comes across an advertisement seeking the first woman scientists to join NASA's space shuttle program. Selected from a pool of thousands of applicants in the summer of 1980, Joan begins training at Houston's Johnson Space Center alongside an exceptional group of fellow candidates. In this new light, Joan begins to question everything she thinks she knows about her place in the observable universe. Then, in December of 1984, on mission STS-LR9, it all changes in an instant. Fast-paced, thrilling, and emotional, Atmosphere is Taylor Jenkins Reid at her best. More information about these books and more, as well as upcoming events for kids and adults alike, is available at The Bookworm at 90th and Center Streets. This has been Carl Erickson from The Bookworm with Arts Today for KVNO.